Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Samach. We are up to Siv Gimel. We are right in the middle of page Resh Tes Vav, which is the page following 428. So the Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Hayu Shlosha. So we continue our conversation from the beginning of the Simen. There were three people, v'hikifu kol echad li'atzmo, and they all made an area that surrounds themselves, ze b'tzad ze, one beside the other, ve'ervu yachad, and they made an area together. So you have three people, they each set up their positioning for Shabbos in an enclosure, and they're all right next to each other, and they made an area together. So im hachitzonim rechavim, if the outer two are in a wider area, v'ha'emtzoi kotzer, and the inner area is more narrow. Now to understand this very clearly, you have to have these pictures clear. Picture number 12. So there is Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Aleph and Gimel on the outside are in a wider area, and Beis is in a more narrow area. Says the Mechaber Vayter, so it turns out that the middle chatzer, where Beis is open fully to Aleph and Gimel on both sides, is open fully. And you have the outer areas that are not really opened fully. The inner one opens fully to them, but they have an extension of the wall on the sides. Those are the kipufim, the side walls. So both Aleph and Gimel have four walls. The three that are full, and the fourth wall goes a little bit on each side, and in the middle of that is where Beis opens fully to them. So again, let's start the Mechaber one more time. So Hayushlosha v'ikifu kol echa le'atzmo zeh b'tzad zeh v'er yachad. Three people, they each surrounded themselves, one next to the other, and made an air together. So ima chitzonim rechavim v'hem tzoy kotzer. Like in picture number 12, the two outer ones are wide, the inner one is narrow. The inner one opens fully to the outer ones. The hachitzonim sheyesh lahem gipufim othim alav mikol tzad. Nosnim lahem kol tzarkam be'emtzoi. So we can make the middle chatzer as large as you want. Afilu imhu gadol harbi. We view it as if all three of them are dwelling in the middle one. As we discussed last night, if you have one or two people, you're limited to an area. If you have mechitzas gruos, up to a beis asayim. But if you have three people, you can have it as large as you want, as long as you need the area. So over here, in chatzer beis, which is open fully to Aleph and Gimel, we view it as if all three are in Beis, and therefore Beis can be as large as you want. The Mechaber adds on that once we give Beis all the area he needs, because we view it as if Aleph and Gimel are there with him, the side ones can be considered part of that area as well, and they can also be as large as you want. The Kevan Shenasu Shiara Be'emtza, since we view it as a Shiara, as a caravan, as a group of people in the middle, Havale Inoch Kechotzer Le'emtzoi. So the other ones are considered like a chatzer to the middle one, and they get the heter of the middle one, the same way the middle one, which is viewed as having three people, can be as large as you want, even with mechitzas gruos. So the two side chatzeros as well, with mutter, which is as large as you want. However, that's about chokas, the last point. The yesh omer, those who say, no, shachitzonim eina mutarim el atzasayim. Even though the middle one is viewed as three people, can be as large as you want, but the side ones are limited to a beis asayim. According to the second shita, if one of the side chatzeros is larger than a sasayim, not only is it aser to carry in that area more than four amos, gam ha'emtzoy aser. Even the middle area is going to be aser as well. Sharehu parats b'miluo, because the middle area is open fully to an area that's aser, that creates an iser in the middle area as well. So that is diagram 12. Now we're going to go on, continue the Mechaber, is going to be discussing the opposite case, which is picture number 13. The opposite case, the outer chatzeros are fully broken open into the middle area, but the middle one really still has four walls, as you see the two full walls on the sides, and the other one are partial walls that in the middle, Aleph and Gimel open up to. V'yochid b'kol echad. Again, you have one person living in each of those three chatzeros. So ein nosim l'kol echad ela beis asayim. In this case, we only give each person up to an area of a beis asayim. V'im echad me'achitzonim yosem beis asayim. And if one of the side ones makes his area larger than the beis asayim, so hu levado aser. He alone is going to be aser. The middle one will not be aser because the middle one is blocked off from the side ones with his gipufim. V'im ha'im tzoy yosem beis asayim. But if the middle one makes his area more than a beis asayim, so then gama chitzonim asurim, even the side ones will be aser. Sharei heim prutzim l'makom ha'aser lohem. They're both considered fully open to a place that is aser. Avalim echad v'kol echad ma'chitzonim. But if the case is, in diagram 13, the two outer ones have one person in each chatzer, Ushnayim beemtzayim, and two are living in the middle one, or the opposite. Shnayim bekol echad me'achitzonim. There are two in each one of the side ones. The echad beemtzayim. There's one person in the middle one. So then, nosin l'shnei achitzonim kol tzarkam. We view the middle person as if he joins the two sides, and therefore they can make it as large as they want. The chashivi kol mashe beemtzayim ki'ilu b'achitzonim. We view anything in the middle as if it is on the sides. And it's keilu, you have three people on each side, that's your shura, it could be as large as you want. V'amed var mamurim, when were these words said? K'she'enam psuchim zelazay yosem y'eser. When the opening between them is not larger than 10 amos. The imkein havale pirza. Because if it's more than 10, it's considered a pirza. V'gam ha'migupafim asurim. And therefore, even if you have the gipufim, the closure a little bit, but if the opening is a pirza, it's more than 10 amos, that little bit of wall will not help you. The chol zekish akosle ketana nechnasim lagedola. This is all discussing like in the picture, that the walls of the small one enter into the larger chatzer. Ukeshakosle ketana muflogim shlosh tfachim mikosle orach gedola. And the walls are going to be at least three tfachim away from each other. This the Mishnah Berurah puts in parentheses. The ozo seres agdola al ketana ayin lekamon simin shinayin dalas of gimel. We'll get back to that. The imlo kein. If it's not that the smaller one has the walls going into the larger one, and the walls that overlap are more than three tefachim away, if you don't have that, so havelei nira mivachutz v'shavim b'fnim. So that will be considered a closure of all the areas, even though some of them are only seen from the outside and they're equal from the inside. V'nido mishum lechi, that's considered like a lechi. V'kulam chashuvim v'gupafim, they're all considered closed up. U'ki'ilu ein echon mehem nifrat l'chavero, and we view it as if none of them are open to their friends. V'ein nosim lohem be'echon mehem el beis asayim, we won't give any of them any more than a beis asayim. This is a very confusing sif, in case you didn't notice. We will go over it again in the Mechaber with the Mishnah Berurahs and the pictures, and Amir Tashem, we will get clarity. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph. We're going back to picture number 12. So the Mechaber started off, you have three people, the Ikifu Kol Echa La'atzmo Zebetzadzeh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pirish. Sheikifu b'mechitza grua, like in the picture, they're making walls that are mechitzos gruos. Shasi below erev, or erev below shasi, vertical not horizontal, or horizontal not vertical. They are mechitzos gruos. V'hem tzoy kotzer. In case of picture number 12, the two outer ones are wider. The inner kotzer is more narrow. Kozeh, like in picture number 12. Sifkatan yud gimel. Sifkatan yud gimel is going on that which the mechaber said. So it's nimtza ha'emtzoi poratz mimilu l'chitzonim. The inner one is open fully on both sides of the outer one. V'achitzonim sheyesh lam gipufim othim olam mikol tzad. The two outer ones have ki'ilu a wall blocking them from the middle one. So the din is, nos, the mechaber said, nosim lehem kol tzarkam be'emtzoi. We view it as if they're all in the middle and it can be as large as you want. Afilu mu gadol harbe. Even if it is very large, says the Mishnah Berurah Yud-Gimel, Gadol Harbe, meaning Yosem Beis Asayim, it can even be more than a Beis Asayim. Why is that okay? Says the Mechaber, She'onu Roim Ki'ilu Kulam Darim Besocho, V'harei Yesh Lo Shebiachad. Since the middle one opens up fully to the two outer ones, we view the outer ones as if they are in the inner one, and we have three people in the inner one. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud-Dalet, Shanu Roim, Sharei Ein Mechitza Lachzos Beino Levenam. There is no wall that is separating between the middle chatzer and the outer chatzeros. Kevon Shenifras Lehem Bemiluo. Since Beis opens fully on both sides, as Kivu, he's inviting Aleph and Gimel into his area. So then we said in the Mechaber, not only do you give the full area as large as you want in the middle, you can also give the side areas that are viewed as a chatzer to that area, and it's all mutter. Then we brought a Yesh Omer that says, no, even in picture number 12, although they agree that Beis can be as large as you want, but Aleph and Gimel cannot. That is the Yesh Omrim, Sefkotan Tezvav Yesh Omrim, the Halacha Kedea Kamaisa, the Halacha is like the first Shita, that all three can be as large as you want, Mikom Makom Lachatchila Ein Kedai Lahokel, but Lamaisa, it's better not to be lenient on a large size on the outside, only in the middle. Sefkotan Tezayim, so the Mechaber had said, Yesh Omrim Shachitzonim Eino Mutarim El Atzasayim, the outer ones can only be up to a base of Sayim, says the Mishabura Tezayim, Shaharei heim einam reshus echad ze im ze. They are not considered one group together. Mipnei gibufeyem hamavsikos b'neim lohem tzoi. Lamaisa, they have a wall. They have the gipufim, which is viewed as a wall, that separates them from the middle one. So therefore, this shita holds that Aleph and Gimel are limited to the area of a beis asayim. The Mechaber ended off this part and said, v'im echad mehem yoser meis asayim. What are the outer ones? According to this second shita, is more than a base asayim, which is aser. So gam haem tzoy aser sharei paretz b'miluho. So that aser is the inside one also, even though really the inside one could be larger, but if the outer one messes up and the middle one is open fully to it, again, when you're open to an area that's aser, you become aser. Says the Mishaburi Yudzayin, gam haem tzoy aser, aval achitzon hasheni. But if one side messes up, let's say aleph, it passes base, the gimel is still okay. אבל החיצון השני שכנגד השארי, גימל will be mutter, שרי אינו פרץ במילואו לא אמצוי. Because again, Gimel has its own gipufim, so it's not open fully. Beis is open fully to Aleph, so Aleph ruining his chatzer will ruin Beis, but Aleph and Beis cannot ruin Gimel. Then we go to picture number 13. The Mechaber says in the fifth to last line, if the chitzonim were prutzim b'miluam le'emtsoy, like the bottom picture, the outer ones open fully to the middle chatzer, and the middle one has the gipufim, says the Mishabura Yurches Prutzim b'miluam kazeh, like picture 13, shohem tzoy rochav min shtei achitzonim. The middle one is wider than the two outer ones. And the Mechaber said there's a yachid in each one. Ein nosin l'kol echad ela beis asayim. All three only get a beis asayim because we don't view the outer ones as if they are in the middle. In this case, we view the middle one as if he's on the sides. So either side he goes to, you only have two people. It's not enough to make it larger than a beis asayim. Says the Mishabura Yotes, all three are limited to a beis asayim. Da'achitzonim einam yecholim l'tarif im ha'emtsoi. The outer ones cannot join with the middle one. The nechshav keilu kulam darimbo, to make it as if they all live there. Sharei yeshbo gipufim hamavsikim, because it has the gipufim, those partial walls that are stopping. The eino parutz b'miluah lohem, it's not open the whole way, so it can't, so to speak, invite them in. The afshu yochel esayv in kolechem achitzonim, even though he could join the two outer sides, mitam shehem prutzim lo b'miluo, since they are open to the inner one fully, v'nechshav ke'ilu hu dar b'rshusam v'kanal, and as ke'ilu he's living in their rishus, mikom okom ein b'kol echad mehem el shnayim. So if Beis goes to Aleph, you have two. If Beis goes to Gimel, you have two. There's no way to get three, and therefore in picture number 13, all three chatzeros are limited to up to a Beis Asayim. Then the Mechaber said in the fourth to last line, v'im echol me'achitzonim yosem beis asayim, if one of the outer ones messed up, so hu levado aser. It doesn't ask for the middle one, because again, the middle one is blocked off with his gipufim. Says the Mishabura Sekadon Chav, hu levado aser, v'lo haem tzoi. If the outer one messes up, it's not going to ruin it for the middle guy. Sharei hu megupov, because he has these partial walls, v'eino paritzlo, he's not fully open to the outer ones. The kol shekin achitzon hasheni shu rochok mimenu, certainly the other outer one that's more distance from him will not become aser. Continues the Mechaber, v'im ha'em tzoi yoser mibeis asayim, but if the inner one is more than a beis asayim, since the other two are fully open, gam achitzonim aser, then it will aser the two outer ones as well, sharei heim prutzim l'makum ha'aser lahem. Avol, and the Mechaber, the third to last line, im echad b'kol echad me'achitzonim, if each one of the outer ones has one person living there, ushnayim be'em tzoi, and there's two in the middle, so now he could join either side and he'll have three. Oh, shnayim b'kol echad me'achitzonim, or two on each of the outer ones, the echad be'em tzoi, also you get three. So then, no sin l'shnei achitzonim kol tzarkam. We can view whoever's in the middle as if he's on both sides, and both sides can get an area as large as they want. D'chashivi kol mashe b'emtzoi ki'ilu b'achitzonim. We view whatever's in the middle as if it's on the sides, and therefore you have three on each side. Says the Mishnah Berurah of al d'chashivi, Ukamoshe biarnu hatam leel b'sifkaton yudalad, like we said before, in sifkaton yudalad, in describing picture number 12. Ki'ilu b'achitzonim sifkaton chabez, v'atzalomer im kol echad b'achitzonim, we view who's ever in the middle as if he's together with both sides. Aval ha'emtsoi einosin lo rak beis asayim, but the middle area only gets out to a beis asayim. V'choze hu'rak l'dasa yesh omrim, this is all according to the yesh omrim that was machmir above in picture number 12. Aval odeya harishona, but according to the first opinion that was lenient, Keshem shachitzonim nasim shom chotzer lemtzoi, just like over there in the previous case, the outer ones are like a chotzer to lemtzoi, they could be as big as you want. So came binyanenu, so to in picture 13, nasa haemtzoi ke chotzer lechitzonos, the inner one can be viewed as a chotzer of the outer one, vishari bo, gambo, kol tzarko, and as large as you want is going to be mutter as well in the middle chotzer. Then the Mechaber told us a very important thing. As we turn the page, this is all true, that when the area that's open up with the Gipufim is not more than 10 amos. Because if it is, it's considered a pirza and the Gipufim don't help. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Gimel, it's going back on the last case. Picture 13, Keshoha Emtsoim Megupov, where the middle one has the walls, Vahaya Bechitso Nyosem Isasayim, and there's more than a Sasayim on the outside. We said before, it doesn't answer the inside, because it has Gipufim. Tehu Nesar Vamegupov Mutter, Vealzek Omer, and that the Machaber is saying, Demhoya Pirza Yosem Eser, if the break between the Gipufim is more than 10 amos, Nisbatel Shem HaMechitso Mehamegupov, that ruins the Shem Mechitso on the middle one, even though it has the partial walls, but if there's a break, more than 10 amos is a pirza, umemela gam hamagupov aser. So mela, also the middle section will be aser. Continues the Mishabura in Sefkaton Chavdalid. This is going on the Mechaber that says in the top line of 430. The Chol Zed, this whole discussion, is kishekosle ketana nechnosim lagedola, where it's not just that it's open the whole way, but the walls actually stick into the larger chatzer. And the walls that stick in are more than three tefachim away from the outer walls. That way it's not considered that there are gipufim for the smaller chatzer. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Dalud. Koyahod de kosav el. This is going back in the case before, where the Mechaber discussed, avalim echad b'kol echad machisonim, where there's two in the middle and one on the sides, or one in the middle and two on the sides, and you want to join them together, it's only if you have this criteria. Sifkaton chavhei, number one, they're nechnasim lagedola, ukemosh etziarnu b'soch atzir, like we saw in the picture, that the smaller ones go through into the bigger one, and there are three tvachim away in their walls, muflagim chavav, rotzalomar shiyesh ben Kitsei Kosle Akatana. There is between the edges of the walls of the smaller chatzer at Kosle Agadola until the walls outside of the larger area, Shlosh Atfachim. Then we don't say Lovid and we can count it as a separate area. We can count it as if there are no Gipufim in the one that's broken and fully. Sivkotan Chavzayin. Da'oz Oseres Hagadola. This is a line that we pointed out when we read the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah puts it in parentheses, as we'll see right now in Chavzayim. Tevos Elu at Tevos Sivgimel Mukaf Besoch HaShulchan Aruch Shel Ola Shabbos. These words of the Mechaber, Da'oz Oseres Hagadola Alaktana, and the Ramah really belongs in parentheses, like the Ola Shabbos has it in his Shulchan Aruch V'Nachonu. That's proper. Mikomakom B'docha Geish Liashiv Gam B'li Hakef. There is a way to explain it by pushing in a pshat without putting parentheses. For Rotzalomer, what it means to say is, Kemode Kaimelon Lekamam B'simin Shinai and Dalet Siv Gimel. The same we're going to say later on in Shinai and Dalet. Le'inyan Chotzer Ketana Shenifres HaLegedola, a totally different case. De'imasa HaGedola Oseres HaLaktana Rak Bofen Hazeh. When is the Gedola going to be Oser Dafka in this scenario? So Kein Hu Adin Binyanenu, so too the rules in our case. We're not talking about Isurim over here, we're talking about our din that we're discussing, but it could be that you could squeeze in this line, even though really, it's better to have it in the parentheses. The last two Mishnah Berurahs over here are very important. The Mechaber said, if you don't have the inner walls going into the larger chatzer, and the walls three tefachim apart, the Mechaber said, the Im Lo Kein, then even the smaller chatzer really has walls. Even though you can't see it on the inside, you see it on the outside, because you would say loved between the walls of the smaller chatzer and the walls of the larger chatzer, and that would be considered blocked off, and you can't join together the two people and the one person, because it's considered that all the chatzeros are blocked off from each other. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavches. When you're standing in the larger area, you can see that on the sides of the smaller area that broke all the way through, there are side walls. Even though when you're standing in the smaller area, you don't see the kipufim because they're on the outer side. We view it as if there are kipufim to the ketana, even though you can't see them from inside the ketana. And if between the walls of the smaller one that go into the larger area, between the smaller walls and the larger area walls, you have not more than three tfachim, you have less than three tfachim, so us amrin lovud. If it's within three, we say lovud. And it's like it's closed up, from the walls of the gedola to the walls of the ktana. And if so, it turns out you have gipufim on the inner chatzer that are only visible from the outside. Umahani afal ktana. That helps also for the ktana. Nidon mishum lechi, and the Mechaber used an expression, a borrowed expression that is just like a lechi, says the Mishnah Berurah Chavches, and then we'll try to summarize by looking at the picture together. V'nidon mishum lechi, lechi ain shayach l'inyanenu, lechi has no shayachness to our whole sin, we're not discussing lechis over here. Ela derotzalom, what the Mechaber means to say is, to k'mo l'inyan lechi, the same way when it comes to a lechi, kaim alone we hold. The after shavim v'fnim, even though you can't see the lechi on the inside, kevan shenira mibachutz. Since you can see the lechi on the outside, it's nidon mishum lechi. It counts as a lechi. Kain le'inyanenu, so to lagabi our topic, after ha'omid besocha ketana nira keparetz b'miluo. Even though when you are in the middle chatzer and you look at your wall, it looks like it's totally broken in, you don't see any side walls. Mikol makom lahaomid besocha gdola. If you are looking from a different standpoint, you're standing in the gedola looking inwards, nira hagipufim, you see on the outside there are gipufim sticking out. Chashvinan osam gam lakatana, they count also for katana. Just to look back at the picture, it's very hard that there's no picture on the next page. Looking at the bottom picture, just to explain what's going on over here. So you have to have the walls of Aleph and Gimel, they're sticking all the way through to Beis. So if you're standing in Aleph, you don't see any side walls in Aleph. Aleph has absolutely no side walls. It looks like it's totally broken through. In which case, if you had two and one, you could join them together in the outer chatzer. But the Mechaber is telling us that you need two things. Number one, that the walls of Aleph stick through Beis, which it does in the picture. And number two, the wall that's sticking through to Beis is more than three tfachim away from the actual outer wall of Beis. If it's very close within three tfachim, so we view it as loved, we view it as if it's attached, and then even though you can't see from Aleph any side walls, but if you're standing in Beis looking towards Aleph, you see an open area, but you see the gipufim on the side, because the two walls are connected on the outside through lavud, and it's like there are walls on the outside of chatzer Aleph. That's called nira mibachutz. The shalom within, you can only see them on the outside. If you're outside the chatzer, looking towards the chatzer, you see the walls on the outside. Even though you don't see it inside, it counts as gipufim, and that would be a separation that even if you had two and one, where the Mechaber said they could join together in the outer chatzer as three to be as large as you want, if you had either the walls not sticking through, or the walls stick through but they're within three tfachim of the outer walls, so then we would view it as if there are gipufim not only for the outer chatzer, not only for the beis chatzer, also for the aleph chatzer, and there would be no way to join together the two people and the one person to make it three, so you can have a larger than a beis asayim area. That's a little bit confusing. I hope we tried to clarify it. That concludes Simen Shin Samach Mirtz Hashem. Tomorrow we'll begin the new Simen Shin Samach Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.